Welcome to the Let's Kill It podcast. I'm Janice T, former corporate dropout turned full-time entrepreneur, creator, and lifelong learner. Every single week, I bring you mindset hacks and personal growth tips inspired by real stories and experiences. So if you're an aspiring entrepreneur, online content creator, or someone who is really looking to grow your business or career and level up your life, well, you're in the right place. Thanks for spending some time with me today, and let the good stuff begin. It is going to be such a solid episode. And by that, I mean, today we're going to talk about three rock solid mindsets that you need to really get you to that $1 million mark in your business, in your entrepreneurship journey. And before we begin this episode, I just want to say that a lot of people, we idolize this seven-figure, $1 million, $500,000, $5 million. But the gist of this episode really is in what goes on behind the scenes of these hyper-successful people, right? And that's really what I want to unpack for you guys today. Because when you look at some of the top entrepreneurs today, whether it's your OG people like Grant Cardone, Gary Vee, Tony Robbins, and so much more, or, you know, people who have been so successful in the business space more recently, like Alex Homozy, Leila Homozy, Cody Sanchez, Vanessa Lau, so many other people, and she just made a comeback as well, especially for Vanessa. I thought that the coaching space had a thought leader in Vanessa Lau, so I wanted to give her a special mention. But really, it is unpacking how do you not only get to that $1 million, but stay with that $1 million and continue scaling up. What actually gets you there? And what helps you continue to stay there, right? And in observing hyper-successful people from T. Harv Eker all the way to New Age entrepreneurs, I realized, and this is not exhaustive, but I realized that there were three really, really important mindsets that stuck out to me and that I want to share with you guys today, right? And these are more like mindset realizations that I realize, hey, you know what? If I know of these three things, it really is going to help me process the different things that I go through in business and is going to make it a lot more likely for me to reach that $1 million and scale beyond that, being fully aware of what's going on here with these mindsets and ways of seeing the world. So let's dive right into it. The first realization or perspective that I want to offer you today is to realize that the reason why most entrepreneurs fail, quote unquote, is because they quit. Now, if you just sit with that for a moment, it is quite insane. The reason why most entrepreneurs fail is because they quit. This is quite crazy because it's not the number one reason for entrepreneurs failing is not because they weren't smart enough, is not because they weren't intelligent enough, is not because they weren't capable enough, is not because they had any other form of lack in their character or capability or aptitude. It is because they choose to quit. Now, things are about to get crazier because when you really look at this sentence, the reason why most entrepreneurs fail is because they quit. What does this mean for us? This means that if you simply choose not to quit, especially when things get tough, especially when things get hard, especially when you feel like giving up, but if you choose not to quit, this means that you'll have exponentially higher chances of success in your business. If the number one reason most people fail doesn't apply to you because you don't give up and you simply choose not to quit when things get hard, you have an exponentially higher chances of success because you eliminated the number one reason why most people fail. Therefore, you highly reduce your chances of failing the business journey not experiencing failure in the business journey, but failing entirely in your business journey, you exponentially decrease your likelihood of that if you just simply choose not to quit. I am the kind of person that doesn't give up no matter what, doesn't quit no matter what. I may change, I may take a step back, I may rest, I may pivot, but I will not quit. And if you have that mindset, you are then able to then work out solutions to whatever challenge that you're facing, whatever business block that you're facing, whatever difficulty that seems right now impossible to overcome or insurmountable. Because you don't give up, you may work out solutions to that problem. You may, because you don't give up, you may meet new people. You may ask new questions to people that you would otherwise never have approached if you had already given up. And as a result of all these things, you may then discover a huge aha moment in, you know, a coaching program or while speaking to a mentor. You may just discover one of those aha moments that could just skyrocket you to success. But the thing is, that is so important here, is that this only happens if you don't give up, because you don't really know what's going to happen tomorrow. Like right now, if you're in a challenging season, if you're finding things really tough, things are not really going your way, if you give up, you're essentially saying, I can't deal with this pressure and uncertainty anymore. I'm going to give up. I'm going to throw in the towel, and I will never know how it would have been if I didn't give up. I would never know whether I would meet a new mentor, whether I would meet a new person that could help me. I would never know if I would have that random aha moment that gave me a new insight that could skyrocket my business. I would never know if I, you know, suddenly a light bulb went off in my head and I could get a business idea that helped me get rid of this current challenge. I would just never know because I already gave up. But if you don't, then all these things are now possible for you. And that is why this is so powerful, because none of these things, none of these scenarios that are entirely possible, but we don't know if it's going to happen or not, but are entirely possible, none of these ever gets the chance to play out. None of this ever gets a real shot if you just choose to quit. If you just throw in the towel, all these possibilities never get a chance to play out, and you'll never really know. And in some sense, this also means that you never really get to see the full potential of just how far you can go. And I think this is probably the piece that kills most people as well. Like if you do give up 10 years later, 20 years later, you look back and you're like, I wonder how it would have been if I didn't give up. I wonder how things would have turned out if I had just held on instead of giving up. Right? And so that's the first perspective I want to give you, which is quite incredible, which is that the reason why most entrepreneurs fail is not because of some lack of aptitude, not because they weren't funny enough, smart enough, intelligent enough, but because they quit. And if you don't quit, this means that you then have exponentially higher chances of success already. So I want to leave you with that as our first point in today's episode, because I think that's so powerful. You might want to sit with that and it might hit you like a wave, because that's what happened to me when I really, really got this sentence. So I'll leave you with that. And I want to move on to point number two. Perspective number two is to realize that quitting just means something even more difficult. And that something is starting from scratch. This is crazy as well when you realize this, because a lot of the times when things get tough, things get challenging, you're just like, oh, I feel like pulling the plug. I feel like throwing in the towel. I feel like, oh, it's so hard to continue. Like it's so hard to keep pushing, especially when I don't see results. But you know, in these challenging moments, you feel like giving up. But the thing is, you don't realize that giving up and quitting just means something even more difficult, which is starting from scratch. Like imagine you've already climbed a mountain. Let's say there are 10 levels to the mountain, right? And at level 5, you reach this block and you're like, I want to give up. But you spent so long climbing from 0 to level 5. But because you face a block, you feel like giving up. And if you do give up, you're like, oh yes, I don't have to climb any further. The level 5 to the level 6, it's such a challenge. And now I just want to pull the plug. I don't want to climb to level 6 anymore. And so you give up. It's like, oh, I can just jump down now. I can just take the elevator now. And then you take the elevator back to the bottom of the mountain. And guess what? You have to start again if you ever want to see the view on top. Unless you completely give up on everything. You're like, I don't want to see the view. I don't want the rewards. I don't want all these great stuff. Then fine, you just like completely give up, right? Like you're just completely resigned. You're like, I don't want to experience all of these beautiful things. But if we're real with ourselves, we still want that view. We still want all of those beautiful things. We want to know how the view is like. We want to reach the top. So if you ever want to reach the top, the only way is to climb up. But because things get tough when you're at level 5 and you gave up, you're starting at 0 again, which is even more difficult. Like you have to expend that energy to climb from 0 to 1 to 2 to 3 to 4 to 5 again. And guess what? At 5, level 5 to 6 is going to be difficult again, even on a different mountain. And then you either move on and get through that difficult from level 5 to 6, or you jump down and you go face a different kind of difficult that is even worse and even more tiring because you start from 0 again. And I think this is what most people don't realize. Like, because in that moment of pain when we're facing something that is so, so, so challenging, we're only seeing what is in front of us, which is that, oh, things are difficult. I feel like giving up now. But if you do give up, what does that actually mean for you and your business if you still want to see success? It means that you have to start from base camp 0 again. And I think in that moment of pain, a lot of us don't realize that. Like, we don't realize that we have two choices. One is to go from level 5 to 6, and the other one is go from 5 to 0, and then we have to climb all the way up to 5 again if we actually want to see the view. So it's like two of similar type scenarios, but one is worse than the other because you have to do repeat work. And I think that's what a lot of people don't realize in that moment of pain. All we feel like is like, ugh, I feel like giving up, you know? But we don't really realize what that actually means for us. And so having this perspective that if I ever want all these great things, if I want the success, if I want growth as an individual, if I want the financial success, if I want the business impact, I just have to climb up. There's only one way to get there, which is going through the hard stuff. Like, it's unavoidable if I want to enjoy the reward of the view on top of that mountain. And so, you know, in that moment, it feels so tempting to throw in the towel, but that actually means that we have to climb back up and face that same monster again. You know, like I said, unless you never want to exceed that level and you want to spend the rest of your life stagnating, then that is different, right? But most of us, we don't want to spend the rest of our life, if we're honest with ourselves, stagnating at 0 to 3. We want to surpass level 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and eventually we want to see that view. You know, we don't want to resign to a life of unfulfilled potential. We don't want to retreat, and we don't want to just simply take the easy way out, because then we don't feel good about ourselves as well. And, you know, as entrepreneurs, there is this passion, there is this fire. That's why you started your business in the first place, right? And you want to choose to fight on, even when it's scary AF. Because at the end of the day, you only have one life. And it's too precious to waste on mediocrity. You know, and my view personally is that I would rather fight and fail. And then I would rather fight and fail and fight and fail again and again and again and again and again and again and again than not to fight at all. Because I think if I just chose not to fight, it would just literally, it would kill me. Like, I think a part of me would just die inside, knowing and having to live with myself that I know deeply that I desired a view at the top of the mountain, and yet, because I was afraid, I just chose to give up on my dreams. And you know, this is completely left field, but literally earlier today morning, I was on the internet and I saw a quote that says something like, you know, if you give up right now because you're not willing to sacrifice your time, sacrifice your hard work, sacrifice yourself, then it is your dreams that get sacrificed in the end. Oh, I just got chills right now saying this. Don't quote me verbatim, but I got chills saying this right now because it's like we sometimes are so bad at facing the hard stuff, right? Like we don't want to do it. It feels uncomfortable. And we're like, I'm not sure if I'm willing to sacrifice my time, my energy, you know, my opportunity cost and so many other things, right? Because chasing our dreams is not easy. It's not an easy road all the time. It's obviously not always a bed of roses. And sometimes we feel like the sacrifice is too much. But then what really is too much? Because if we don't sacrifice our time and energy for the things that we truly deeply desire, for the life that we deeply desire and we really, really want to create for ourselves, and we know we have such a longing to create this dream life and business, if we don't sacrifice to push for this, to fight for this, to fight for this vision for our lives, then the real sacrifice is our dreams. And scarily, a lot of people choose the latter. And to me, that is just something that terrifies me. And I'm like, I don't ever want to consciously sacrifice my dreams. And therefore, I will always sacrifice my time. I'll always sacrifice my energy. I'll always sacrifice my effort right now if it means that I have a fighting chance to see how far I can really get to create the dream life that I envision, that I work hard for, and that I deserve because I worked hard for it and didn't give up. And so that is, for me, something that is so powerful. And I don't know if this is hitting any of you right now. If it does, drop me a message on Instagram, on LinkedIn, wherever. I would love to know if this resonated with you. But yeah, point two is realizing that quitting is not just in and of itself an action, but that quitting actually means something more difficult, which is actually starting from scratch. And I feel like this perspective really, really just helps me in times where I feel like throwing in the towel, where I feel like I can't do this anymore. Realizing that the only way is to get through it and there's no other way, and that if I choose to give up now, it just means I have to get back to the same square one spot and then go through it if I ever want to get to the top, helps me continue fighting on and helps me not give up even when that is what I feel like doing in that particular moment. So that is number two. And I want to move on to a final perspective for today's episode, which is to realize perspective three, which is that the only way to true success is the hard way, by working for it. And I'm not saying, you know, you have to work 24/7, 365 days a week for like 5 to 10 years nonstop, lose your life, never sleep enough, never take a break. I'm not saying any of that. But what I'm saying is that if you truly want success, it is not easy. You have to do it the hard way. You have to put in the dues. You have to put in the time. You have to put in the effort to make it work. And I feel like today more than ever, with, you know, all this crazy marketing that's in your face, like overnight success, like become a billionaire tomorrow, and like, oh, get a 6-figure monthly recurring revenue, like by changing your energy. Like, there's nothing per se wrong with all of this, and I'm not saying that the chances of these things happening is zero, but I feel like people today keep looking for a shortcut. Like, because we live in such a fast-paced society, and it seems like when we look around, especially on social media, everyone seems to be getting success at hyper speed, or at least our perception, which, by the way, may not always be true, is that everyone seems to be getting success at hyperspeed. And so I feel like people keep looking for a shortcut, a hack, a faster way. But the real truth is, and don't take this from me, but speak to any successful, very, very successful person that you know, the truth is most of these people who have achieved success, anywhere from Blackpink to Taylor Swift to Coldplay to your business guys like Homozy, like they worked hard. They worked hard. They chose not to give up when shit got tough. And just hearing a few of those names, Taylor Swift even, if you really go and look at her history, there have been so many times where she could have given up. She could have not, you know, fought on. She could have just exited. She could have just retired, but she didn't. When shit got tough, she chose the long game. She chose to improve on her own skill set, her own mindset, to reconnect with herself, to re-energize herself, and then to hyper-focus on her own craft like crazy. Not only for 1, 2, or 3 years, not only for 3 to 5 years, not only for 10 years, but way more before they got success. And even after they get the success, they still continue to do the hard, the boring, the difficult things today. You know, the game of building your own business, it literally is a game that does not end. There's always things that you can refine. There's always things that you can improve. And you have to really love the game. I know it sounds so cliche, but you really have to love the game. Or in other words, you have to fall in love with the process in order to last a long run. You literally can't be in it for the short win. You can't be in it for the clients. You can't be in it for the popularity. You can't be in it for the revenue. Because if this is all that motivates you in your business, what will happen? What does it mean when you get a revenue dip? When clients run a little dry for a season or seasons, and you hate the process, and you're only in it for the end result, and you only feel motivated, you only feel like doing your business when you see results, then what if you don't? What if you're in a season where you don't see the results, you don't see the clients, you don't see the revenue? You would have given up. And obviously, this is most people, right? Most people do give up. Most people are motivated by the end result. But if you look at hyper successful people who've been in their industry for well over a decade, you will realize that even in a lot of interviews that they give, they will say, fall in love with the process, fall in love with the process, fall in love with the journey. The journey is the prize. And again, I think there's so much that we can learn from people who are in their respective industries, icons, who are the top 1%. And if we listen to what they say, so many of them have similarities that we don't need to necessarily have conquered it ourselves. We can take the advice of successful people that we respect, we admire, who already are in positions where we want to be, and ask ourselves, like, why are they saying this? And if so many successful people who are exactly where we want to be say the same thing, well, maybe we should give it the time of day. Maybe we should take it seriously, right? And so I think this third piece on work ethic is so important, and to realize that it is not going to be easy. It is going to be difficult, but the question is it worth it to you? If it's worth it to you, then falling in love with the journey and the process is so, so important in order to last the long term. And if you want to build a long-term sustainable business and you're not in it for a quick win or for just the next client and then to just completely give up, then this third perspective is going to be so useful and so powerful for you. So in that, we have come to the end of today's episode. Just as a quick recap, the three perspectives that I want to leave with you is, number one, the reason why most entrepreneurs fail is not due to them not being smart enough, witty enough, intelligent enough, capable enough. The number one reason why most entrepreneurs fail is because they quit. And if you don't, you have exponentially higher chances of success already. Number two, realize that quitting only means something more difficult. Quitting just means starting from scratch. Unless you choose to completely give up on all of your dreams, if you ever want to see the view on the top of the mountain, you have to pass that level. There's only one way. And so while quitting may feel like the easy option, in that moment, it actually means something even more difficult. because it just means that you have to reverse and start from scratch and then end up at square one again. Number three is that the only way to true success is the hard way, by working for it. And in that, something that's going to keep helping you do that is to fall in love with the journey and appreciate the process rather than being purely motivated by external end results. So those are the three perspectives that so many successful people, when I read books, when I listen to their interviews, when I see them in real life, these are the three perspective shifts that are commonalities throughout the top 1% and across industries, across countries, that have really, really stuck out to me and that I want to share with you today. Hopefully it helps you in your journey. And again, if anything stands out to you, please do connect with me. I love hearing from you guys and I love hearing that you guys are listening to the podcast. So connect with me on Instagram at janice.t, that's janice.tee, or on LinkedIn. I'm on LinkedIn as well under Janice T. And I hope to see you guys in the next episode.
Thanks so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I enjoyed creating it. And I hope it inspired you on your journey towards that next level in your business and life. Make sure to check out the description for show notes with a full rundown of all the juicy details and important links that you need. Also, make sure to share this with a friend if you found this useful and subscribe here on Spotify or Apple Podcast. It would genuinely mean the world to me to hear from you. So share a review on Spotify or Apple Podcast and let me know which part of this episode resonated with you the most. In case no one's told you lately, you are amazing and absolutely capable of creating the extraordinary life that you dream of and deserve. Now it's time to go out there, do the hard stuff, and let's kill it.